Chevy Equinox with forward collision alert, automatic emergency braking, and available all-wheel drive. It's my ultimate mobile device. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule a test drive. Chevy Equinox. It's your choice. Own it.
Ed Henry is the chief national correspondent for Fox News. Now, you may have heard about this Acosta-CNN conversation between them and the White House. It's actually a lawsuit now. And there's an amicus brief which has been filed by 13 news organizations, and among them is Fox News, and they're on CNN's side on this one. A spokesperson for Fox said, "We hate to see the press credentials become weaponized." That was their word. Ed Henry joins us on WGN to talk a little bit about that. Ed, thanks for joining us on WGN.
Good afternoon, guys. Thanks for having me on.
So just talk a little bit about this. What's your reaction to the story generally, first of all, about what happened that day?
Yeah, well, sure. I mean, look, I think Fox News and our president, Jay Wallace, president of news, has made clear that we are in no way endorsing what Jim Acosta did at that last news conference. We were just standing up for a free press. A free and fair press, CNN and other news organizations, for example, stood up for Fox News. A lot of people might not remember this, but early in the Obama administration, President Barack Obama and his Treasury Department tried arbitrarily to exclude Fox from sort of a round robin of interviews. I think it was with the Treasury Secretary, as I mentioned, way back when in 2009 or so, and tried to say, well, we're just going to talk to CNN, CBS, ABC. We're going to leave Fox out of it because basically they didn't like Fox. And to their credit, CNN and others stood up and said, look, we're not endorsing Fox. We're not endorsing what their reporters report or what their opinion guys like Sean Hannity say. But there should be a free, honest, open, fair press. And so we're going to stand up for that principle. I think that's what Fox News is doing now. We're not endorsing CNN, clearly. We're not endorsing Jim Acosta. And what I think personally, as a former chief White House correspondent for both Fox, and I was the senior White House correspondent at CNN, by the way, before I was at Fox, having been at both organizations, I could tell you, I think that a lot of my colleagues have been surprised that Jim has been very opinionated as a White House correspondent. I think that, obviously you're supposed to be objective and down the middle. And I think he was arguing with the president, frankly, at that news conference. And, I used to have some back and forth there with President Obama and President Bush before him. And it wasn't always pleasant or polite on either side, perhaps, and sometimes it gets a little heated. But I think particularly when you talk about the caravan question that was asked, you heard the reporter, not just challenging the president, but saying, no, you're wrong. Actually, it's not an invasion and giving an opinion. And I think that is unfortunate, and that's not what correspondents usually do.
And Acosta,
go ahead.
And Acosta prefaced his question about whatever he's going to ask about. I'm trying to remember exactly what the point of his question was. But
about the caravan and whether it really was an invasion and whatnot, about the midterms, yeah.
But I actually think he was getting to something else, but that he prefaced his question with that remark, which I don't think was helpful. I think the president has a right to call it anything he wants. Clearly, they have a differing opinion about that. And I think you're right that Acosta has sort of let it get to be too personal to him. Now, granted, the president's given him plenty of reason to feel that way, but that's the job of the press, is to try and have thick skin and be neutral about it.
I agree with that. And by the way, I don't think it's just Jim Acosta. I think there's a lot of people at CNN and other organizations who have taken it personally. I mean, just watch their programs, and it becomes, me against the president. And it's not just once in a while, like a one-off, like, oh, I had a bad day and I got mad at the president. It's night in, night out. Let's take out the president. And I think on the opinion side, you've seen that where there are opinion shows on certain channels, quote-unquote opinion, that try to be or claim to be quote-unquote news shows, and they're not. They're opinion shows, and so that's a whole other issue, but it's related.
That becomes very confusing for a lot of people, by the way. Help me with this. I mean, when we reached out to Fox, my producer found you, and I so appreciate your coming on. You're the chief White House correspondent for Fox News.
I'm the chief national correspondent now, just to be clear, yes.
Fair enough. Thank you for that. So you're the chief national correspondent for Fox News. Is that a different animal, Fox News, than whoever it is that governs Tucker Carlson or Sean Hannity, those people?
In a way. I mean, look, I'm not running from what Sean and Tucker say or do. They're my friends and they're my colleagues. But they are on a different side of the building, if you will, where their opinion And I'm on the news side, but we're all under the umbrella, to be clear, of Fox News Channel, and so I don't run from them or try to hide and say, oh, I'm different or whatever.
Okay, but I'm trying to understand the voice of this. So in other words, Sean Hannity's boss is also saying that the White House press credential for Jim Acosta should not be weaponized. The people he reports to are
Sean Hannity, I bet, tune in tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central. I bet you he may have a different opinion, certainly, than Jim Acosta, maybe even a different opinion than Fox management. I don't speak for Sean. If you're asking, is there a news side and is there an editorial op-ed side? Yes, and I think this is the point that Fox tries to make, and I'll bring it back to what I said a moment ago, which is that we try to have a separation and say, Ed Henry, Brett Baer, Chris Wallace, we're on the news side. Do I fill in on Fox and Friends and other shows that sometimes they've got more opinion? Yes, but I try to bring news to those shows, and you'll see me every weekend on Fox and Friends usually. Whereas Sean and Tucker are on the opinion side. And whereas there are other channels that I was mentioning a moment ago, and I think they're clear to you who they are, who go on, like a Don Lemon, let's just be honest, and it'll say it's a news show. And the whole show is Donald Trump's the worst person in the world.
Yeah.
So we're just trying to be transparent about who we are. We're not perfect. I'm sure you could point to mistakes and say, well, on this occasion you said this or did that. But we try to have that firewall, number one. And number two, if you or others are confused, if that's what your question is, like, well, why would Fox stand up for CNN? We're not endorsing CNN. We're not endorsing Jim Acosta. We're endorsing a free and fair press. We don't think President Trump or President Bush or President, Elizabeth Warren or someone down the future has the right to just arbitrarily say you can't cover the White House. And by the way, someday there will be, a Democratic president
Absolutely.
Who might not like Fox
Absolutely.
News and might say, oh, well, Jim Acosta had his credentials thrown away. I don't like Ed Henry. So I'm going to take it out on Fox. And so this is not us against President Trump. It's just us standing up for free press.
That's one of the reasons I wonder why at times, and I wonder if there's any conversation there. I wonder why at times the press corps doesn't say that's it. We're all together. And so if the president's
right.
going to treat somebody badly or if they're going to exclude some people, and this has happened before, then none of us are going to report or show up. Is there ever any conversation along
those
lines?
There is conversation about that sometimes. But when I was saying you're right a moment ago, I was thinking, what about the conversation that should be had? And I don't know because I'm not in the White House press room every day now because of this national correspondent thing. Basically, why aren't more reporters saying, what Jim is doing and some of the grandstanding we're seeing from some, that's not what we're about. And why are we all essentially going to get picked on because of, somebody standing up and spouting opinions instead of reporting? I mean, I think if you look at some of the tweets of some of the White House correspondents, they tweet out opinions all the time. They compare the White House to Pravda and the Soviet Union. I mean, that's not fair and honest, fair and balanced reporting.
Actually,
that's opinion.
Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. It really is a gray area, both the editorial and the news side of all of these networks and all of these newspapers and radio stations. But a person could make some of those critical comparisons. Or what happens, I think, sometimes, Ed, is somebody else is making it and they're reporting it. When the president holds up the front page of the New York Times and says, look at this, it's more critical, mean-spirited reporting about me, it's not the New York Times saying bad things about the president. It's their reporting what Democrats or polls or some other national figure is saying. And then that gets reflected on those organizations. But put it this way. I put this out to my listeners a week ago and have not gotten a single positive response yet. I said, give me an instance where the New York Times, Washington Post, somebody has reported inaccurately and critically something about the president. What I'm reading is their reporting of critical things about the president that are either true or are attributable to somebody else. Tell me when they just flat out lied in a critical way. I don't have a long list of examples like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, I'll give you an example, in your comparison here with the Obama administration. When I was covering Barack Obama for Fox, one time I asked him a question at a news conference. And as you say, I attribute it to Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney said this wasn't when the Iran nuclear deal happened yet. It was the preface to it. But there was some fight in the 2012 campaign about President Obama's approach to Iran. And I said, Mitt Romney says that you're giving in too much or something to that effect. And he came after me and said, I didn't know you were Mitt Romney's spokesman. I'm not Mitt Romney's spokesman or Barack Obama's spokesman. I'm reading to you, the president, what the other side is saying, and I want to give you a fair, honest chance to respond. And I think if Jim Acosta and others want to do that to President Trump. It's more than healthy, and debate it out. Let the public decide. But you see a lot of times an argument, not just in the presidential news conference, but with Sarah Sanders, it becomes people, and I'm not just picking on Jim Acosta. I mean, watch the videotape of various people on a day-in-day-out basis when they have the briefing. And in fairness, they don't do it every day anymore because Sarah Sanders hasn't been doing it regularly. There's a lot of people that appear to be, at least, out to get the president and not necessarily trying to get facts.
Yeah. So... what do you think is going to happen? We thought we'd have a court ruling on this today. Now they say maybe tomorrow, huh?
10 a.m. Friday, 10 a.m. Eastern is what I'm hearing.
Oh, Friday.
I guess,
yeah,
you
well,
know,
that's tomorrow, yeah.
Yeah, tomorrow, you're right. Bottom line is I think CNN is hoping for a quick, and CNN and Fox and others who have supported the idea of a free press and say, hey, he should have his credentials, expect that maybe the judge, appointed by President Trump, by the way, may say, you know what, this would be the fair thing to do. But I can tell you, I've talked to people around the White House who want this to go to trial. They don't want a quick ruling on Friday. They want the judge to say, hey, I'm going to...
On what grounds? On what grounds would they say that his... Because Sarah Sanders gave us two versions of that. One is the inappropriate handling of the intern, and then later was just his obstinate behavior. I presume that would be the grounds they would use.
Yeah. And you're right. They've shifted the argument somewhat. I think they included the obstinate behavior in the original complaint they had against Acosta. But you're right. They sort of maybe pulled back on what happened with the microphone because there was maybe a whole lot of
Well, let me ask you this, Ed Henry. Are you still married to a producer at CNN?
No.
Okay.
My wife works at NPR. She worked at CNN many years ago.
Oh, that's even more complicated. Your wife?
Well, yeah. She works at NPR, but that's not really, I don't know, it's not relevant to this conversation.
But I just wonder what the politics and the conversations are like at home.
She doesn't work at CNN. Like I said, I used to work at CNN. My wife, Shirley, used to work at CNN, but neither of us work there now.
But if you worked at, if your current wife works at NPR, is she on the news side of NPR?
Yes.
I guess the conversation, while different, is similar. I just wonder what your conversations are like at home. Are you a Kellyanne Conway and her husband kind of
think it's gotten to that point. No, but we go back and forth on stories and challenge each other as journalists and then focus on our marriage, not on our work. Because by the time you get home after a long day, I suppose I would assume that you're the same. You want to be with your friends and family and not just fight or talk even. I don't even want to just fight, but talk about politics because you do it all day at work.
Ed, it's Steve Bertrand in the newsroom. I want to go back to the reporters, being confrontational in the briefing. And, when I try to convey what's going on, certainly I'm at a great distance, but I try to be careful to convey just the extraordinary nature of what's going on and how the administration behaves, right? I mean, it's demonstrable that it's easily proven that often what Sarah Sanders says behind the podium is not true, or here we have a press secretary sharing doctored video of this event. And so I'm interested in how you draw that balance between being fair and objective, but also, these are extraordinary times. I mean, she takes on people by name from the podium herself.
Yeah, she does. And then maybe that opens the door for the reporters to respond in a sharper way than they might have 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, because, the White House is on the, in attack mode, I suppose. I guess I would look at it as when you talk about, hey, there's specific things that Sarah Sanders didn't tell the truth on or that you could challenge on, then go to the news conference with the president and say, hey, Sarah Sanders claimed this, you claim that, and it turns out it's actually why. It's neither one of the first two things, and challenge them on that. And I mean, I think that that's more than fair, and that would be helpful to the American conversation right now, because you say we live in extraordinary times. Rather than the grandstanding that sometimes goes on, rather than the, well, I believe that it wasn't an invasion of at the border. Well, let's
Yeah, no, I'm
facts.
With you on that. I agree with that, definitely.
We can't commute to D.C. to ask the president. So if the thrust of your question, Steve, is what do we do with, how do we characterize, what do we say about Sarah Sanders and some of the things she's saying that are patently not true? And maybe you don't even agree with the word patently, but I mean, the video was doctored. What do we do about that,
Yeah, well, I think when she has a briefing, it's more than fair. You know, sometimes people will get into side issues and whatnot. Bring it right to her on, you know, look, yesterday we were here at the briefing and you said X, and now Marco Rubio is saying that Y is happening. You know, how, you know, did you tell us the truth? Or, you know, yeah, press away. I mean, I tried to do that when I covered the White House every day. I still cover it sometimes. But again, it's become more in some, and not all cases, I don't want to overgeneral, but in some cases, it's become more, it's not focused on the substance of what you say or lies, or of substance of what is really the truth. It becomes more about grandstanding, and that doesn't move the conversation forward. And frankly, it's not just about moving the conversation. It doesn't call out the lies that you're saying or lies.
I think
instead,
that's
it becomes,
point.
You know,
yeah.
More showboating. Let's focus on, let's correct them. Let's fact check this White House. You know, more power to you. That's what journalism is supposed to be about.
Ed Henry's on the phone. We're out of time. You know, Ed, that's a good point, though, and we'll just end it there. I think the challenge for any of us, say the talk show host you're on the air with right now, is trying to figure out, okay, even if I don't like that or disagree with that or I'll call that a lie, is that the most important part of this conversation? Maybe
yeah,
we
good
need
point.
To
on the doctored video you're talking about. Some people
instance.
Were treating it like it was a Zapruder film in the JFK assassination. I mean, guys, let's get a handle on this. You know what I mean? I'm not saying you are, but don't you think on social media and other platforms this became like, let's study it frame by frame like it's a JFK assassination?
Well, I'll be one of those guys, Ed. I'll be one of those guys. If no, really, I will. If she. In a White House,
30 seconds,
okay,
Steve.
In a White House capacity, we're supposed to depend on her for truth. If she's releasing doctored video and then not copying to that, I think that is a very big deal.
I got 15 seconds, Ed.
And it's certainly worth asking her at the next briefing, not just asking her, but pressing her, because I think as you say, it's a fair question.
Faith 42 doing okay for you?
Yeah, 42 Faith. It's a book about Jackie Robinson. It's on Amazon right now. It was on the New York Times bestseller list. And by the way, Chicago's own Jerry Reinsdorf is in there because he was at Jackie's first game. He spent a lot of time with me. So he's in 42 Faith. So I love Chicago in part because of Jerry.
I want
so
to talk to you again.
On.
We'll talk baseball another day and maybe politics sooner
Let's do
than
it,
that.
Pal.
Come on again.
Thanks for having me on.